Let's just talk a minute or two about one of the morning kirtans. I'm sorry I couldn't be here.
It looks bad.
Yeah, let's talk a little about kirtan and chanting Hare Krishna. One thing is that I guess you could say UK is a novel place. I've never been to a place people sit in a kirtan and don't chant Hare Krishna. That's a real novelty. So please, everyone's meant to chant. And then all these other things like Radhe Radhe, Sham Sham, don't even bother with those if we're not chanting Hare Krishna. That's just a little extra. What we're doing is called Sankirtana. It's our Yuga Dharma. Yagya Sankirtana Praya Yajantihi Sumedhisa. And Sankirtana means Bahu Milita Yasya Kirtanam Atra Sankirtanam. When many people come together to chant in kirtan, that's called sankirtan. Now, many people coming together doesn't mean a whole bunch of individuals come together and do whatever they want. That isn't sankirtan. That's just, I guess some call it anarchy, and it could be called different things. It's certainly better than mundane activity, but it's not the style of kirtan that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his associates, and it's particularly not the style of kirtan Prabhupada taught the devotees he sent to England. They were the first devotees Prabhupada systematically tutored how to chant on a regular basis. So aside from there being the principle of singing the holy name in kirtan, there's also the bhava, or the mood of chanting. And that bhava mood really works when everyone functions as one unit. In other words, more or less everyone has the same mood, everyone's doing the same thing, and everyone's thinking more of the whole than they're thinking of individuals. As in an example, today we're all sitting down and doing kirtan. So sitting down means that we respect our neighbor, we organize ourselves in such a way that instruments are where the playing takes place. Everyone participates. When it's time to clap, and it's not always time to clap, sometimes it's time to clap, then devotees clap. The chanting, well, that already goes without saying, although I did mention it. And the devotees aren't particularly just lost in their own world, but they're trying to actually see what is the greater body doing, and that we're participating together in doing something for Radhalandanishwara's pleasure. That's what the kirtan's about. It's not about what I like, it's not about what you like, it's not about what we like, it's not about having a transcendental disco, it's only about pleasing Krishna. And everything else is material, even chanting Hare Krishna. If you chant Hare Krishna for any other purpose other than pleasing the Lord, then it's material. It may be good material, but it's still material. So real chanting is when we're chanting for the pleasure of the Lord, the Vaishnavas, under the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if we're a little introspective, then Brahmi Buddhi Yogam Tvam Krishna gives us the intelligence to do that. Yagya, when you come to a yagya, for instance, if we were having a fire yagya here and everyone was invited to throw grains into the yagya, they wouldn't be wearing karmi cloaks. And they'd all be wearing tilak. So when you want to participate in kirtan, which is the yagya for this age, then you dress according to what it requires to participate in the kirtan. And one conducts oneself like that because that's what a yagya requires. And it all contributes, it all goes on to the consciousness of, well, what difference does it make? Well, it may not make any difference to me. But if it makes a difference to Radhalan and Ishvara, then that's what I'm doing it for anyway. So who cares whether it makes a difference to me or not? So all of these things add up to actually make Sankirtana and to bring about a certain type of real mood. When devotees become very ecstatic and they want to dance, then don't dance in the middle in front of others who are not necessarily dancing, but then they can't see anything and they just got someone bouncing up and down in front of their noses. Then you go to the back where there's room, if there's room, and then you do it there. Or conversely, for instance, yesterday, if you got an old man like me who's pushing 60 and I'm old enough to be everyone's grandfather here, and I'm standing up for 3 hours doing kirtan, don't sit down right in front of me. You know, with some dreamy look, as if you're doing. That's not what Sankirtan. That's not what the main thing is happening. Then there's a certain yoga involved. There's a certain energy. Now here's Madhupu. He chanted for 4 hours this morning. 3 hours. It takes a lot of work. So here, everyone's supposed to actually be putting out the same amount of energy. If you're here to absorb, then that's not the idea. The idea is to give. We're all giving. And it requires a lot. It requires a lot of energy to chant 4 hours. It requires a lot of energy to play mridanga. Playing kartals can be phenomenally exhausting. What to speak of pumping a harmonium and other instruments. But it's not a performance. It's not that these people are doing something and everyone's just grooving. Everyone's putting out the same amount because we're all doing it for the same purpose. We're all just doing it to please Lord Jagannath and Radhalan and Ishvara. And then they reciprocate and then it becomes extremely ecstatic and it becomes a real wonderful spiritual dimension, a spiritual experience. So, I'm saying that because a lot of these things, in one sense, become natural and automatically understood when it's the same people chanting in the same place. Because that sort of team spirit of Sankirtan manifests. But when devotees come from different places, then team spirit is more difficult when the team is built up of individuals in different locations. Anyway, let's try to do it like that, and then certainly the real transcendental result of that chanting that will come.